This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Vinny and Haney, two opposites attracted by a paycheck. 105.7 The Fan.
And the 2-2 pitch to him is hit deep to right field. Did he get it? Did he get it? Yes, he did! Big fly, Michael Cioni!
Well, I think we helped him too. I just think we're really undisciplined at the plate. Sonny's works the edges. He's got good stuff. He knows what he's doing. Backdoor breaking balls, but we were just chasing balls in the black of the plate for me. You're not going to win getting three hits and one being an infield single. You know, Laz's strike zone was whatever, but, you know, you got to do a better job of trying to get the ball in the white part of the plate.
It's my job to be ready every fifth day, and if it's not the fifth day, it's the sixth day or seventh day or eighth day. It's something that you got to take care of as a professional, and it doesn't matter how many days of rest you are. I didn't know it was a missed call until after. Not here to complain. Just didn't execute. Showed him one too many fastballs, and he timed up that next one.
Dean Kramer taking the high road. The high road, we shall say. And we heard Brandon Hyde mention Laz by name. Laz Diaz. I'm going to start out mellow on this Turn It Up Tuesday. I'm not one to lose my mind anyway. I can get a little get off my lawny. I'm talking about the old times because they were better in some instances, Nolan McGraw. A lot of instances, quite frankly. But I've made it clear in the 25-plus years now I've been doing this in Baltimore. Whether it's the basketball show or my show on WNST or in various outlets here on 105.7 The Fan coming up on 14 years. I got no problems lighting up referees or umpires or judges because I'm a boxing guy. Because they do impact the outcome of games and fights, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And last night, Laz Diaz, who is, and I made sure I wasn't wrong, because one of the disadvantages of getting a little bit older, burning a bunch of brain cells over the better part of 40 years with various things, you know, remembers clearly. But I'm pretty sure that he's generally considered one of the worst umpires in baseball. It's him, C.B. Buckner, and Angel Hernandez. Now, if you suck at your job for a long period of time, eventually you're going to get wasted. It's just the way it is. Now, if it's an unfortunate situation where you have budget cuts and money becomes an issue and people can't get paid, that's a different circumstance. But when you're in a performance-based business, like the athletes, for instance, that these officials judge over. If a player's not doing well, they get cut, they get traded, they get sent to the minors. Career is brief, ridiculed by the fan base, roasted on social media. And again, you're roasted on social media for whatever. Now, people just have a fun time destroying others. Whatever. I get all that. But this guy, I'm going to ask you a question, you. And then we'll get Nolan in here in a second. You, the listener, on this Turn It Up Tuesday at 410-583-1057. How many other umpires can you name? Now, over the course of a nine-inning contest with the Orioles playing, you'll see a guy that's got kind of a dopey strike zone, or there's a blown call at first, and they go to replay, and, you know, whatever. That we can yell at New York. But outside of those three, how many umpires can you name? Can you name, and don't Google it, don't stare at your phone, especially while you're driving. Name three other umpires. And Nolan McGraw, I'm going to ask you. I know you're multitasking over there. Because I got a cough, quite frankly. Name three other umpires.
I can't do it. I simply can't. We only focus on the bad in any business, right?
Uh-huh.
Kind of like talking about O-linemen in the NFL. You don't talk about them if they're doing a good job. You only talk about them when they're, you know, committing penalties, giving
holding
up sacks.
Yeah, no doubt.
Same type of deal. And I'm with you. Last night was one of those cases where an egregious call. Do you still have a chance to make up for it if you're Dean Kramer? Sure. But it's hard to ignore it when a guy hits a three-run homer a couple pitches later.
Who should have been out.
Right.
On three pitches. And not only was it, and you heard Brandon Hyde say, you're chasing the black and all of this stuff. That ball was almost literally right down the middle. By every definition of the rule book, that was a strike. And Adley moved his glove for some reason. It kind of hit the inside part, still over the plate. But the glove moved a little bit to the left. Well, yeah, Adley's left. And maybe that threw Laz Diaz off. My point is, as we napalm him, and rightly so, and Nolan, to your point, by the way, it was Michael Ciani's first ever home run. And he also drove it. I mean, the guy had a good game. He was Stan Musial last night for the Cardinals. But Laz Diaz is a guy that we've been aware of for quite some time. And not because he's awesome. I think he may have been the umpire, though, that got attacked and kind of beat the crap out of some guys. Or he may have been the umpire when Gamboa got attacked by those two dirtballs in Chicago. So he did a cool thing there by treating scumbags accordingly. But in regards to his performance on the diamond, he's bad. And we've kind of known this for a while, almost to like it's a joke in that regard. So they're unionized, the umpires. And again, I don't encourage the loss of a income. Times are tough. But at some point in time, man, you got to be good at what you do. And I know Max Scherzer said they need to be evaluated or demoted. Like the NBA's changed their officials and they brought in a bunch of other scrubs. I mean, do they even call traveling in the NBA anymore? Is that a thing? 3 seconds? I mean, what? Are they rules anymore? But Laz Diaz missed a blatant, obvious strike three. And then two pitches later, Michael Ciani, congratulations to you on your first home run, but you should have been riding pine when that happened. Now, would the Orioles have won the game? That's, you know, Nolan, nobody knows the definitive answer to that. The only thing we know is the guy that put three runs on the board should not have been in a situation to do so.
And the final score ended up being a three-run game. So, I mean, the Orioles offense clearly wasn't at their best last night, but it's hard to ignore that as a big moment in the game. You talk about Laz Diaz here. If you just Google Laz Diaz,
right,
you don't even have to go that far back. Had a run-in with the Yankees. Nestor Cortez called him for a quick pitch. Didn't like that.
That was last week,
right?
A couple weeks ago.
Just
I remember
a couple
that
days ago, and I got end of April here. Laz Diaz, latest umpire under fire from announcers. So he's on a bit of a run here.
Yeah, and it's a bad one. And that's the problemo here. And we understand human error. And Dean Kramer didn't pitch all that great. Let's not hide the fact that he was not sharp on 7 days rest. But that was a pretty significant part of that game. Hey, Gunnar Henderson broke up the no-hitter with a three-run jack. And then Mason Wynn had that, whatever that was, hit. And all, after he booted two balls, that kind of led to Gunnar's opportunity to get the Orioles back in the game. But they lose the opener 6-3 to the Cardinals. And I'm not whining about the fact that the Orioles lost. I'm just saying that the Major League Baseball's got an umpire problem. And in particular, in balls and strikes, you can review plays at the base. Even though they whiffed on the one with Santander against Toronto last week when a guy obviously missed a tag. But balls and strikes, I think it's an easily fixable thing. But we were talking to Andy Koska from the Baltimore Banner last week, covers the Orioles. And he said within the clubhouse, the players are kind of against that sort of thing, even though it seems to be rather successful at lower levels here.
Right. I mean, there's been some debate amongst players. I believe Lance Lynn, who's pitching tonight for the Cardinals, even pointed out that it could create an unfair advantage for pitchers having the, you know, the computer call balls and strikes. But it has been, you know, getting some implementation in other, you know, areas in the minors and whatnot. So I don't know. I think that should be enough like data there to decide if this is something you want to bring to the majors or not. I wonder at what point did the umps say, hey, we need a little assistance here. I mean, they're a tight-knit group. They're a union. They stick up for each other. But maybe a challenge system would say, give them a little more comfort that if I miss a call, which is bound to happen, you know, you're trying to read pitches coming in at nearly 100 miles per hour. You're going to miss them every once in a while. A challenge system would clean things up. And that way, if I make a mistake, it's not a deciding factor in the game.
And apparently, in the challenge system down on the farm, it's almost instantaneous. It's not, let's challenge, take a minute and a half out of game time to get this done. I mean, tennis has been using the line there for quite some time. And, you know, there are some levels of controversy, but very limited. I mean, the strike zone. I mean, Ben McDonald said it last night. You know, everybody has a different strike zone. Well, it shouldn't be. Strike zones to be uniform. And to counter Lance Lynn's point, and granted, he pitches in the major league, so he certainly has more at stake than I do or ever will. Unfair advantage is for a pitcher is when Lance Diaz is calling strikes balls or calling balls 6 inches off the plate strikes. I mean, there's the unfair advantage right there for the pitchers.
And again, this would be something to look more into, but the only thing I could think of creating issues is not every player's strike zone would be uniform in theory. I mean, Jose Altuve's strike zone and Aaron Judge's strike zone, I mean, that's a big difference right there. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, how does the computer pick up on something like that?
You know, back when I played Little League, it was letters to the knees. Mm-hmm. That was kind of it. And if you crouch, then, you know, you have to improvise and adapt. Pete Rose was always in the crouch there. And Altuve, he looks like Aaron Judge's, like, long-lost nephew from way back when. We get it. But maybe that robot strike zone kind of adds a little more clarity to that sort of. Because if you throw a belt high, advantage hitter across the plate. So there we go. So Laz Diaz, did he cost the Orioles the game? No. But did he have an impact on the outcome of the game? Absolutely. Michael Ciani struck out, and he called it a ball. Two pitches later, he had a three-run homer. Orioles lose by three. So if you want to vent, if you want to defend the umps, I'll listen. I mean, you better make a strong argument. Keep in mind, I've been watching sports for 59 years. So bring it hard. Like Richie Garcia, I don't know how that guy could sleep at night 28 years later over the Tony Tarasco, Derek Jeter, Jeffrey Mayer thing. That thing was blatant interference to anyone that saw it. I don't think he had the balls to make the call. Said it then, I'll say it now. So, yeah, they impact games. So get in here. Ravens OTAs. I saw Roquan Smith, Derrick Henry were there, and the Ravens did change the protocol. They sent out an email to the media a couple weeks back, said the only day open would be tomorrow. Now it's tomorrow and Thursday, because I think John Harbaugh's got a super terrific thing going on at One Winning Drive, and we'll elaborate on that as well. We'll talk to Kevin Ostrager, as a matter of fact, from the USA Today. Orioles lose last night 6-3 to the Cardinals. Game one of that series. Game two coming up tonight, 7:45, Kyle Bradish against the aforementioned Lance Lynn. But Gunnar Henderson, Fourth straight game with a homer. Three-run shot at that. Guy's having a monster season, but I read this stat today on Masson. It's his first homer all year where more than one runner was on base. So maybe this could be more of the let's move him down deeper into the lineup sort of conversation.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer? A beach bum summer? Or a wake me when the sun sets summer? With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door, in as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
At the stadium, Vinny schmoozes in luxury suites.
From the left, dear, one serves from the left.
Whatever's gotten into you, Calpurnia?
Haney, post up in the bleachers.
You're off, Curtin!
Yeah. The only place to catch Vinny and Haney together is on 105.7 The Fan.
Turn it up Tuesday. Pardon me, Bob Haney with you. Vinny's off today. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Nolan McGraw. Other side of glass. Orioles lose last night, 6-3. To the St. Louis Cardinals and Dean Kramer. They got hosed on that one pitch from Laz Diaz. He wasn't that great, and he said in the opening of the show, it wasn't really affected that much by the seven-day break because the Orioles are going to, looks like a six-man rotation here as Grayson Rodriguez is back, and they have a ton of game consecutive coming up here with one day off or 2 days off for the next 43, 45 days, whatever it is. But you would think, because you break a routine, and starting pitchers appear to be a creature of habit. And I got this from Ross Grimsley, who was an all-star 20-game winner, pitched in a couple World Series. So he kind of knows a thing or two about it. And yeah, now things have changed since Ross pitched, where he was literally throwing 13 innings in an exhibition game, where your manager probably get fired for that now. That manager was Earl Weaver, by the way. But point is, creatures of habit. And Kramer's been kind of on a heater here lately. So he'll take the high road and maybe, and I'm not saying he's being disingenuous with the fact I still have to go out and do what I have to do. But, you know, the five-day rest, maybe it threw him off a little bit. Maybe your pass ball's too straight. Or you're so pumped up, your command's a little bit off. So, Laz Diaz mistake aside, he didn't pitch all that well. And Sonny Gray did. And we saw the Orioles offensively drop 9 on the Friday opener against Seattle and then 6 more in the finale. Go back to some of these bad habits we've seen where maybe their approach at the plate, yeah, you want to be aggressive, swing and get strikes, but swinging a little bit too much out of the zone could have been an issue for them last evening. And they have a couple of players right now who aren't exactly lighting it up with the bats. And we'll get into that. That being said, they still sit at 29-16. They're still 2 games out of first in the American League East. We'll get more in detail with this one later in the show when we do the American League East report. Yankees blew a 4-1 lead in the ninth last night at home to Seattle. And Clay Holmes was finally charged with his first earned runs of the season and took his first loss of the year as well. So the Mariners, who the Orioles just took two out of three from, did the Birds a solid up in the Bronx last night. But Kramer wasn't that sharp. Now we're going to see Bradish today. He last pitched Wednesday afternoon against Toronto. So he's on 6 days rest. How will he be affected by this? The good news with Kyle Bradish, as I see it, is that he seems fine health-wise. And Nolan, the velocity on that fastball, especially early in the game, he was hitting 98 against Toronto last week. Now, when does he start to stretch out a little bit, though? Because the Orioles, and I'm stating the obvious, everybody, 410-583-1057 is the number if you want to get in. Vinny and Haney, turn it up Tuesday. It's Bob Seger, by the way. Join us. You want to bitch about Laz Diaz? You want to complain about the umps, referees? We can do it, officials. If you want to defend, we'll listen to that, too. Question is with Bradish, when does he start, or anybody from the rotation? Hey, seventh inning. It's almost like this magical place that they're not allowed to visit anymore. Here's the sixth inning, and you can see the seventh inning's right there. It's like this line with beautiful women and beer flowing like wine, but you can't touch it. I don't know if Bradish will be the first guy to accomplish that in a while, but, you know, it's not against the rules. When's Bradish going to start getting stretched out, I guess?
Yeah, I mean, hopefully soon. Three starts since he's come back. No more than five innings in any of them. And seems to be capped at 90. 90 was kind of his pitch count cap. That came in a second start back. That was against the Nats. He lasted five innings. Last time, 85 pitches to get through four. So they've won all three games that he's pitched in. He's done a fantastic job, even if it was abbreviated, of keeping things, you know, in check in those early innings. So I can't fault him too much. I would think that, look, between three actual starts and, what, two or three rehab starts at the minors, that he should be fully ready to be stretched out at this point. But they have big picture stuff in their mind, Elias and Hyde, that they're thinking about getting through a full 162, that we don't want any situations in, you know, August where he's starting to show a little wear and tear and we got to rest him then when you're in a pennant chase. You want him ready for the end of the year, slow play him here early in the year. I guess that makes sense. The six-man rotation, I got to see it to believe it when it comes to getting that to work. Because right. A guy like Dean Kramer, all right, you want to make him wait 6-7 days? Sure. Is that a detriment to him? He won't admit it. Maybe it is. But Corbin Burns is still going to have to pitch every fifth day. So you want to do a six-man rotation, that's fine, but you're still going to have a ton of moving pieces here. And how do you navigate a Cole Irvin that he gets some time in the pen and then comes out, has to make a start here and there? I mean, what, you know, it seems like a lot to shuffle, but at the same time, the league's not doing you any favors with two off days between now and the end of June.
Yeah, so not only does the sports world want to screw the Ravens, they're screwing the Orioles here. And a lot of those teams are of the high-quality variety, too, here. Well, not Cardinals, per se. White Sox certainly aren't. But, you know, there's some interesting matchups ahead for the Birds of Baltimore. You know what happened on this day 2 years ago, Nolan McGraw, May the 21st?
Enlighten me.
Adley Rutschman made his debut 2 years ago on a Saturday.
Preakness.
Yeah, when there's some hubbub about that, why wouldn't you do it on Friday? But either way, made his debut. Orioles lost to the Rays at the time, 6-1. Well, they're still the Rays, but it was 6-1. That's when Tampa was still kind of our daddy. Come here, Orioles, sit on my lap, take this L. Adley had a triple for his first major league hit. But their record, since he was called up May 21st, 2022, 186 and 124. Haven't been swept. Won 101 games. He's made an all-star team. Silver Slugger, too, right? Didn't he win the Silver Slugger? He was kind of in the mix there.
In the mix, for sure.
Yeah. I mean, his impact has been undeniable. Now, Gunnar Henderson's the best player on the team, with all due respect to Adley. And I don't think it's far-fetched to say that as the season progresses and health permits, they might be both MVP candidates and hopefully two starters in this summer's All-Star game. But here's a question for you before we get the break. 410-583-1057. The most impactful Oriole ever, in my opinion, is Frank Robbins. And I think everybody associated with that era of Oriole baseball will tell you that's a fact. He came here from Cincinnati, where he had already won an MVP. He was an old 30. And the Orioles went from a good team to a team that went to the World Series 4 times in 6 years with him, winning 2 of them. And he won a triple crown. He's the most impactful Oriole ever. But Adley came up to a bad team and made them within 2 years. Not even two. Nolan, they were in the wild card chase by the end of 22. But within 2 years has turned one of the worst teams in baseball, or helped, into one of the best players or best teams in baseball. So, you're a little bit younger than I am. But as we talk about the most impactful Orioles ever, presence, performance, team achievement, Frank's number one. And I don't think I'm going to listen to debate on that. I will, but I might not agree with you. But if you want to debate it, feel free. But Adley Rutschman, there's a guy that's in the conversation, certainly within the last 30 years or so.
Oh, definitely. Recent history, no doubt. And I mean, the story, just in the early stages here, I mean, are we, we're still in chapter one, maybe, when it comes to the Adley Rutschman story.
Absolutely.
But, just when you factor in the expectations, right? Getting drafted number one overall, being, you know, a full-time college player, coming out at that age, all of the hype, all of the pressure that, hey, you're the guy, you're the face of the rebuild, you're going to be the guy that turns this franchise around. And like you said, from day one, your arrival, to now, it's been nothing but success. And sure, there's a bunch of other players that helped out in that, Gunnar Henderson being, you know, right there. But you don't see guys picked number one overall and always pan out in this sport. It's unlike any other sport in that regard. You're not a guarantee to be a success as a first overall pick, let alone a perennial all-star, a face of a rebuild. And to hit the ground running that fast, I think he has to be in consideration, at least in recent history.
Most impactful Oriole ever, it's Frank Robinson. Okay, I'll listen to debate, but Adley Rutschman 2 years ago today came up. Orioles have been one of the best teams in baseball since that day. You want to rag on the umpires, we can do that too. 410-583-1057 is the number. Laz Diaz was bad last night, and it helped cost the Orioles a win. Then again, they were getting no hit through 5 innings.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Every game, every interview, every take, 105.7.
The voice of the fan.
Mississippi Queen. Kevin Allstriker, USA Today, is going to be joining us. Ravens Wire, talk about OTAs. We do know because the Ravens sent out the video there on social media. Derrick Henry's there. Roquan Smith is there, ready to rock and roll. Jonas Schaefer tweeting out, well, Adam Schefter did as well, that Jamal Adams is visiting the Ravens. Remember Jamal Adams? Big-time safety with the Jets. Got traded Seattle since then. Struggled with injuries. And as Jonas tweeted out from the Baltimore pen, or X'd out, whatever the bleep that is, played in just 10 games over the last 2 years because of quad concussion injuries. Played mainly as a box safety last year, but did not record a sack. Also tackled poorly and struggled in coverage. But other than that, everything was awesome. He was Ed Reed. Seattle got rid of him in March. So Jamal Adams, big fancy names, former Pro Bowler, visiting the Ravens today. And if anything comes of that, we will share it with you. But more Ravens coming up at 11 with Kevin Allstriker. Orioles lose last night, 6-3 to the Cardinals. Laz Diaz was terrible behind the plate. Dean Kramer wasn't all that great when he wasn't getting squeezed. The Orioles offense, no hit through five by Sonny Gray. Brandon Hyde lamenting the fact their offensive approach might not have been all that great. Try to win game two of the series and avoid the sweep. Tonight, 7:45, we'll get into that as the show rolls on. Ryan Ripp going to be joining us coming up around 11:30. But let's get out to the phones. Let's go to Water's Edge, and it's Mike. Mike, what's up?
How we doing, Bob?
I'm doing all right, buddy. How you feeling?
Good, good. Just a couple things real quick, throw my two cents out there. I agree with you with Frank Robinson, although I think Eddie Murray and Brooks have got to be up there too.
Oh, no doubt. Brooks brought him to respectability. Eddie came in as a rookie after everybody thought they were going to finish fifth in division and won rookie of the year, along with Ken Singleton and others, helped them win 97 games that year.
And just real quick, I agree with you about the umpiring, but Kramer makes me nervous every time he pitches. I mean, you know he's going to give up a long ball or two, and it's usually at a bad part of the game he'll cough that up. But that and the bottom part of this lineup, I don't like Mullins, Hayes, Mateo. I don't know why they can't break that up. Maybe move Kowser down to break it up a little bit or get Stowers more playing time. I know all the radio shows on this channel have talked about these guys come up and all they do is sit, but I think they got to give Stowers a long look somehow.
No, no doubt. And I agree with that, Mike. Thanks for the call. Why would, I mean, you want him to watch baseball for free, get the major league experience and, you know, watch Mr. Splash do his thing. I mean, at least you're playing at Norfolk and playing pretty well. I mean, Aston Kerstadt no longer needs to face AAA pitching. And Kyle Stowers is here. You have slumping guys. Austin Hayes is in a prolonged slump. Mullins broke out of it a little bit on Sunday. I mean, track records are there. Let's not forget Hayes a year ago at this time was on his way to the All-Star game and a Gold Glove finalist. Cedric Mullins is the only Oriole in the history of the franchise to gap 30-30. But we're not here to revisit history, at least in the current day, because the Orioles are here to try to win a World Series and right now chasing the Yankees. Still one of the best teams in baseball, second best record in the American League, but chasing nonetheless. Let's go to Todd in Hunt Valley. Todd, what's happening?
Hey, old boy. How you doing, Bob?
All right, bud. How you feeling?
Good, man. Can't complain. Can't complain.
Look,
that's right. That's right, buddy. All right, now, Bob, I guess you and I see it differently. As the Robinson boys, I saw Brooks and Frank. That's Frank had the most input. I'll give you that. Okay? Number two. Who do you have at number two, Bob?
Most influential Oriole?
Yes.
Oh, boy. I guess Brooksy brought him to respectability, along with Boog and others during those early to getting into mid-60s. Frank put him over the top.
How about Jimmy Palmer, Bob?
Well, there you go. But in the thing, too, with Palmer, though, unfortunately, Todd, as you know, he missed the better part of 2 years because of injuries. And then in the 70s, when Brooks was getting old, Frank was traded, he was the anchor of one of the best pitching staffs in baseball. And we could talk about the 71 Orioles all we want, and I'm sure we will.
Jim's got a lot of wins. Go ahead.
Jim Palmer, you can make a case in for inch, pound for pound. He might be the greatest Oriole of all time. Let's not forget he won like 5 gold gloves, too.
There you go. All right, buddy. Take care.
All right, Todd. Appreciate that. Todd making a good point. But most impactful Oriole. We're talking about this because it's the 2-year anniversary of Adley Rutschman making his debut. It's Frank Robbins. He turned a good team into a team that became one of the greatest in the history of baseball. But Adley helped turn a bad team into a team by the end of his first season in August, and then Gunnar came up and joined the party. There was a date in late August, Nolan, before we go to break, and Rashawn, hang tight, I want to talk to you, where they were actually one of the wild card teams. And then they made the infamous decision to start D.L. Hall on that Saturday afternoon. And, you know, things didn't go well. But we'll talk more about this because it's an interesting one. There have been many great players in the history of this franchise, but Adley Rutschman may go down as one of them. When you do your all-time Orioles 9, man, if he keeps going at this pace, the catcher position is no longer going to be up for debate.
Hey, this is Matt Spiegel, and on my podcast, The PBP, Voices of Baseball, we learn how the best broadcasters in the game, like the Reds' John Sadak, try to capture the greatness of the best players, like Ellie De La Cruz.
He's a video game character. I mean, he is so athletic, and I think each moment is its own living entity, and I try to just match whatever that moment is.
The PBP, Voices of Baseball. We bring you the people who bring you the game. Find us on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Bait.
Vinny and Haney. Vinny and Haney on your home for sports. 105.7 The Fan.
Orioles lose last night 6-3 to the Cardinals. Game one of a 3-game series. Gunnar Henderson homers for the 4th straight game. Leads the majors in homers now with 16. Orioles were 1-for-5 with runners in scoring position. They were getting no hit. And as a matter of fact, Gunner's hit was the first hit of the game for the Orioles at that time. Dee Graber didn't pitch well. Laz Diaz didn't do him any favors. So now trying to bounce back tonight against Lance Lynn. Kyle Bradish looking for win number 1. OTA's happening this week. One winning drive open to the media tomorrow and Thursday. And Jamal Adams is in town. Former all-pro safety of the Jets. Seattle had some problems with injuries, but in Baltimore, we knew Ravens were going to bring in a veteran safety. Will it be him? But as Jonas tweeted out or X'd out from Baltimore Banner, and the last couple of years for old Jamal Adams haven't been all that great. So we'll see what they're getting. I keep thinking Earl Thomas for some reason, who, by the way, ironically enough, made the Pro Bowl that year. And then got into a fight with Chuck Clark and has never been seen again. Let's go to Rashawn in Baltimore. Rashawn, what's happening?
Hey, man. Good morning, Bob. How's it going?
It's going all right, man. How you doing?
I'm all right. Hey, man, before we get to the last night's game, man, I want to talk about this past weekend's game and the boy Brandon High. I know y'all probably talked about this yesterday, but I wasn't able to listen.
We had someone, and I mentioned you and Ray in Baltimore by name, as a matter of fact.
Okay.
A texter said that Brandon High, so I'm like, who's the most, me and Nolan were talking about, most valuable Oriole through 49 or whatever it is. What's math? 29 and whatever, 44 games. And I said Gunner. Nolan went Gunner, et cetera, et cetera. Rich Dubroff said Adley. John Mioli went Gunner. Texter said Brandon Hyde. And I said, Rashawn and Ray will probably strongly disagree.
Hell no, Brandon Hyde. Like, what does he wake up every day or dreams about, like, when the lineup come out, like, just getting to the bullpen? Like, I can't wait to get to the bullpen. Like, was he a bullpen pitcher when he played, like, a relief pitcher or something?
He was a catcher.
Like, this guy, man, he just can't wait until the computer tell him, hey, they had 90 pitches, take him out. Like, for all that, if you're going to listen to analytics, the computer, anybody can be a manager then, right?
Well, like, yeah, based on matchups, yes. And, you know, sometimes the feel has got to be there for you, and they're going with a 6-man rotation. And, you know, if Johnny Superstar Reliever's just dealing, leave him in there.
Leave him in there.
Forget
man.
About matchups. In there. I mean, real good pitchers. I mean, I know, you know, splits can say, well, he sucks against lefties, and then you do that sort of thing. But still, if a guy's in a zone, to quote Woody Harrelson from White Man Can't Jump, I'm in a zone, man. If you're in a zone, just let him be in that zone.
And that's what Corbin Burns was the other day, man. He was in his zone. And you take him out the game. We paying this guy, what, $12, $13 million, man. Like, come on, man. We got to get more out of him.
Well, that's, like, I'm not complaining per se about that one. No, I was when Webb got rocked a little bit. But that's a game they won. And then Kimbrel came in and shut the door. But there are other instances, Rashawn, where the Hyder hook can be somewhat debatable there. How's that
sound? Yeah. And far as last night, man, I'm going to keep it real. I'm not a big fan of Dean Kramer. I know my boy Dustin from Hamden, like, he has, like, some type of man crush on Dean Kramer. You think he's the greatest guy. But I've never been a fan of this guy ever since that playoff game, man. He pitched almost, like, not even two innings, man. Gave up six earned runs, two home runs. That's why I say once we make the playoffs, he wouldn't be in my four-man rotation in the playoffs, man. I'm going with the two lefties, you know, Swerve and Irvin and Means and Burns and Grayson. And I'm putting Dean in the bullpen.
Right.
No, he's just not reliable.
Well, you know, with all due respect, Rashawn, and thanks for the call, man. We're coming up on the top. The way Dean Kramer pitched in the second half of the season helped them get to the playoffs. Dean Kramer was an integral part of them getting into the postseason. Now, if Means he's healthy against Texas, then Dean Kramer's not pitching in game three. But John Means had the elbow problem, which knocked him out of that start. But just to give you an idea before we start saying that Dean Kramer's a guy that couldn't pitch for the 2018 Orioles here. He's had, looking at his game log, man, the interweb's pretty awesome, isn't it? He's had one, and I guess last night would count. He's had like two bad starts. Everything else, he's kept them in the games. So again, I don't think Dean Kramer is a problemo, big picture for the Orioles right now, personally.
Not a glaring one, and I mean, if he's your worst pitcher, like if we want to go that far to say that he's the worst guy in the rotation, I think you're doing all right. I mean, if he's your fifth starter or sixth starter right now, the Orioles carrying six, your team's in pretty good shape. There's a lot of teams out there where he would be, quite frankly, a two or a three. Because they don't have the depth. The Orioles do, and it's just the way it is.
And Steve Molesky, and thank you guys for doing the heavy lifting for us, wrote it last night in Masson. Going into last night's game, last 17 games, Orioles' team earned run average was like 2.3. Offense, or lack thereof, has been kind of their May dilemma. And I know Kimbrel had those Rocky Mountain Way performances at the back end of the bullpen, but Dean Kramer, you know, is he Jim Palmer? No. Is he Mike Mussina? No. Is he Corbin Burns? No. But is he some guy that's beneath your contempt as someone that goes out there every fifth day trying to help you win games? I mean, there are bigger problems for the Orioles than I think Dean Kramer being one of your five starters. That's, you know, I don't know.
And he's always available. Pitches a full season. Right. I can't think of him being out for extended periods of time. He hits the post.
Now, he wasn't great last night, and nobody even Laz Diaz didn't help him, as we said, because that was strike three. The guy to hit the three-run homer, Ciani, should have been out riding a bench, and, you know, maybe the Orioles get out of that inning. That being said, you know, Dean Kramer, for the most part, gives you a solid opportunity to win. He's had two starts this year where he didn't make it to the fifth. Back on April the 13th, where he got rocked against Milwaukee, the Orioles kept giving him the lead, and he kept giving it back. And then last night, he's hit the seventh inning twice. Man, I don't think Dean Kramer's a problem, but that's just me. Talking Ravens, Kevin Ostreicher next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.